All right. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Taney County Board of Adjustment Wednesday, April 20th, 2022 hearing tonight. And Scott, if you can begin with the establishment of quorum, please.
Okay. Corey Robach.
Here.
David Hurd.
Here.
Rick Persinger.
Here.
Trent Edwards.
Here.
Rick Caudill.
Here.
All right. Thank you. And Scott, could you give us the explanation of the public hearing procedures and the presentation and exhibits and the governing statutes?
Yes, I'd like to welcome everyone this evening to the April 20th, 2022 Board of Adjustment public hearing. The Board of Adjustment hearing process is governed by the provisions of Missouri Revised Statutes, Taney County Zoning Regulations, and the adopted Board of Adjustment bylaws. Public hearings are held on each variance or appeal request which is filed with the Planning Department. At this time, I wish to place the Taney County Zoning Regulations into evidence as Exhibit A. Staff report for each case is Exhibit B. Staff file, including all pertinent information for each case, is Exhibit C. And the Board of Adjustment bylaws is Exhibit D for all the cases to be heard at this public hearing. A staff report will be read for each application, follows any questions for staff. If you wish to comment upon any of the applications, you must complete a sign-up sheet provided at the front of the room. Anyone wishing to speak must be sworn in and will therefore be providing sworn testimony. Please present the completed sign-up sheet to Presley at the front of the room before addressing the board. Then give your name to the Board of Adjustment before commenting on an application. All comments and questions are to be addressed to the board, not to anyone in attendance in the audience. All speakers who are not a party to the case shall be limited to 5 minutes unless additional time is granted by the chairman. So the Board of Adjustment's governing statutes are: the Board of Adjustment shall have the following powers, and it shall be its duty, 1, to hear and decide appeals where it is alleged there is an error of law in any order, requirement, decision, or determination made by an administrative official in the enforcement of county zoning regulations. 2, to hear and decide all matters referred to it or which it is required to determine under the zoning regulations adopted by the county commission as herein provided. 3, where by reason of exceptional narrowness, shallowness, shape, or topography, or other extraordinary or exceptional situation or condition of a specific piece of property, the strict application of any regulation adopted under section 64.845 to 64.880 would result in peculiar and exceptional difficulties to or exceptional and demonstrable undue hardship upon the owner of the property as an unreasonable deprivation of use as distinguished from the mere grant of a privilege to authorize upon an appeal relating to the property a variance from the strict application so as to relieve the demonstrable difficulties or hardships, provided the relief can be granted without substantial detriment to the public good and without substantially impairing the intent, purpose, and integrity of the zone plan as embodied in the zoning regulations and map.
Excellent. Thank you, Scott. Tonight we'll start with the review and action of the March 16th, 2022 meeting minutes. Board, have you had an opportunity to review those minutes?
I've reviewed, and I would make a motion to approve them in their current form.
Okay. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Okay. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? And I'll abstain because I wasn't present.
Rick Persinger abstained.
Okay. Oh, Rick. Okay. Thank you. All right. So tonight, before we begin, if you plan to speak tonight, if you don't mind standing, we'll swear you in. Have you raise your right hand. Okay. Do you promise to tell the truth to the best of your ability tonight?
I do.
Yes, you.
All right. Thank you. Okay. So tonight we're going to begin the public hearings with the 22-002V, Christopher Cooper. Scott, if you'll introduce us to that.
Okay. Christopher Cooper is seeking a variance from the provisions of Section 10.020, which is the R1 density and dimensional standard setbacks of the Taney County Zoning Regulations. Applicant is seeking a 9-foot back property line setback, which is 1 foot less than the required 10-foot allowing for the construction of a single-family home 9 feet from the back of the property line on Lot 73 in Pine Woods Village Subdivision. So if the Taney County Board of Adjustment would approve variance request 2202V, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the board. Approval of a back setback of 9 feet. This would allow the single-family home to be built 9 feet from the back property line. A residential building permit shall be required before construction begins, and compliance with all applicable provisions of the Taney County zoning regulations. So I'm zoomed in a little bit, and I think I zoom out. Well, I don't, but I'll show it to you on the beacon when we get done. Highway Historic 165's here. Here's our lot. Shows the dimensions of the lot. He provided a drawing. So here's your 9 foot setback. Valley Stream Circle is here. So this is facing the lot. East edge of the lot, and I've kind of cut somewhat of the west edge out. And I'm on the back side of the lot. There is a very wide, and I assume it's 100-foot easement for this high line. So the lot's actually to the left side of this photo, and that 100-foot easement is in the right side of the photo. So looking overhead, lot location, 100-foot power easement. That I'd turn it over to the applicant, and I'll go ahead and go to beacon for you.
Okay, if you'll give us speak your name.
My name is Christopher Cooper. I'm a resident of Taney County, and that's the lot I own over in Pine Woods Village. It's a relatively small lot. So we're going to build about 1,064-square-foot house. It's a small house, but there is a setback issue. So I'm going to go ahead and maintain the 25-foot street front setback, but we'd like to see if we could reduce the rear setback to 9 feet from 10.
And if you can zoom in, Scott, if I understood that correctly, it looked like behind you is the power line easement?
Yes, okay. Exactly. So I don't think there'd be any detriment to any of the other property owners on the other side of the power line easement, on the north side of the power line easement. And I don't think we'll have any difference to my left and right property neighbors either.
The property's now owned by the city of Hollister, so somewhere along the city of Hollister acquired that, where that high line easement is.
Gotcha.
Okay. Because right here is the city of Hollister on the other side of this purple line, so. They're probably gathering so they can annex more properties now that I think about it. I didn't think about it before. But
yep. All right, you guys have any questions for him?
Mr. Cooper, I just want to make sure I understand. Your front is currently at the setback, correct? It's at 25 feet, so you're not able to push it forward?
Correct.
And you're on the side?
And this is taking into account the rear eave and the front eave, which would be about a foot each. Yep. So.
And it's only a 1,000-square-foot house?
1,064.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anybody else who would like to speak on behalf of this or against this project? Okay, we're going to close the public hearing on this. Any discussion, board?
Scott, can you just verify that the city of Hollister owns that back there? They were noticed of this hearing?
Anybody within 600 feet received a notice.
So they got the notice? And
yep. Have Corps of Engineers here. Will get them. I mean, wherever that address, yes.
It's a good question. Yeah. Okay. Well, I think if there had to be a compromise of the size of a lot, I'd rather see it occur in the back than the front, because odds of anything ever happening in the back is not going to happen.
Can't happen.
So, do we have a motion on this?
I would make a motion to accept the variance.
Okay.
For 22-002B.
Excellent. All right. And a second?
I'd second that.
Okay. All right. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
that screen.
Okay, exactly. We're going to move on to 22-003, the variance with Keith Moore. Scott, if you can introduce us to that.
Keith Moore seeking a variance from the provisions of, again, Section 10.020 R1 Density and Dimensional Standards Setbacks of the Taney County Zoning Regulations. Applicant is seeking a 5-foot front property line setback, 20 feet less than the required 25-foot setback, allowing for construction of a single-family home 5 feet from the front property line on Lot 91 in the Emerald Point Phase 5 subdivision. So again, if Taney County Board of Adjustment would approve variance request 2203V, following requirements shall apply unless revised by the board. Approval of a front setback of 5 feet. This would allow the single family home to be built 5 feet from the front property line, and in this location, 25 feet from the curve of Samaras Way. A residential building permit shall be required before construction begins in compliance with all applicable provisions of the Taney County Zoning Regulations. This was highlighted this morning. I just looked at it. The lot's right here. Where my cursor is.
It is on our screen.
Yeah. I mean, there's something going on with my computer. I'm supposed to change it. And beacon. So here's a pictometry from the north, and I've got a star on that lot. So right above it is an example of, you guys have looked at a couple of these where the roadway touches the south side of the lots to the north. So this roadway is pretty accurate when you go out and field check it. If this house was 25 feet from the front property line, it would be 38 feet from the curb. If you approve a 5-foot variance on this one, it would sit 25 feet from the curb. Does that make sense? I tried to figure out how to show that. With that, I'd turn it over to the applicant.
Okay.
I'm Haley McAllister. I'm a land surveyor here in Branson area. My client is the one that's asking for this variance, and if you look at the topography of the land on top of it, there is a flat area where he's wanting to put the house. The rest of it is straight hill dropping down, complete rock, so it would help him to be able to move it forward. There is no utilities in front of the property along that 10-foot utility easement. They're all between his property line and the roadway at this time.
Scott, can you pull up a topography on that, please? I think we got it on here, but
it's right there. Yeah. It's like everything else out there.
Yeah. And then I'm still trying to figure out exactly where that's at.
There's your contour lines. Can you see them on that screen?
Yep.
Now, so our top end is 1054, and down here at this line it's 1004, so that's a 50-foot drop from there to there.
And then can you just zoom out for just a second? I just want to try to get my bearings on where exactly we're at.
Okay. So here's the entrance where the gate is.
Yep.
And the easiest way is to come down here until you come all the way around to where Samaras.
Okay, I'm with you.
Turns north. It's a loop. Samaras Way just makes a big loop.
Yep, that is a pretty steep area.
Scott, I think we've approved a couple other in this similar situation. Do you recall where those are in relation to this? Is it literally the same block?
I thought I put those in your packet of the location. Does it give you an address?
Lot 66, final plat phase 7. That might be.
And then if I understood it correctly, that even if we approve this variance, we're still at 25 feet from the street?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And you said there's no...